All right, by the magic clock on the wall here that's all synchronized to WWV, it says that it is 0100 on Saturday, May the 20th. And welcome aboard to all the flexors and persons interested in SDR technology. We thank you so much for being here tonight, keeping us all company, those of us who did not go to Dayton, and those that are in Dayton who might be listening. Dan is there, and of course Eric in his hotel room. We thank you, Eric, and especially Dale, W8SRA, so much for the help with the pictures. I shut mine off so I'd pay attention to the net at least till we're down through the roll call. My name is Ken, and I'm N9VV, Victor, and I'm located near Chicago, and it's my great pleasure to help Eric out. He set the theme for how these nets operate, and I'm just giving him a little bit of help here while he's off to Dayton. So our standard procedure is to walk right down through the roll call and get everybody who's green, but I'm going to invert it again tonight for Phil and ask, is there anyone in addition to Phil who might be on a short time frame tonight? Go ahead and go green and we'll give it a shot. Okay, none seen. Good, good. Maybe we're in good shape tonight with so many folks gone or just listening in. Well, Bill, KD5TFD, had his TeamSpeak playing through his FM radio transmitter, and he was off to the grill to make something yummy. And so, Bill, if you ever get back from the grill and you've had your dinner, then we'll look forward to you going green and telling us what's going on in the wild and crazy world of the Atlas and HPSDR. You can amplify there with Phil for sure. Eric, will you go green and give us a few words about Dayton, or are you soaking your feet? AA4SW from N9VV.
Well, I have too many words, but I would request, see, there's two people recording. I probably will not be able to post the audio tomorrow just because I'm going to be there very, very early. So I would wonder if somebody could record and upload that somewhere and see whether we can't post it to the forum. Well, I don't know where to begin. We've had a wonderful time. Got here yesterday after a 10-hour trip from Atlanta, and I would have been here a little bit earlier, and try to help John do some of the setup. But we ran into some hailstorms and heavy thunder showers, and it was more like slush. It was beating off my window so much, and fortunately only lasted about 5 minutes, but ran slowed traffic down considerably. So I didn't get here until quite late. Get up at 5, turned in the wrong parking lot. Story of my life, I guess go back to last night. I'm trying to get some tapes for my old 8mm video recorder. Went into Sears and they said, oh yeah, here it is, and got $32 of the wrong tapes. So that was a set the precedent for the wrong thing to do. Got here this morning, got up real early, and went to the forum, and, I mean went to the Harrah Stadium, and got in with the flea market entrance, and I was getting shouted at by all the police that they have here, and so I parked just out on the street thinking that I was safe, and parked in front of a fire hydrant and got my car towed for the for the effort. And so paid a little fine. The worst part about it was after standing on my feet all day long, and I hate to admit that I got my car towed, but standing on my feet, I probably walked 2 miles to retrieve it from the tollway zone. Fortunately, they have the cars that they tow away from that sort of thing. We're pretty close, but it's a long walk when you're hauling a laptop and a backpack and badges and just about everything else. It was a wonderful day. I hung around the booths a lot of the time. I did see some of the forums, and extremely well done, I think, better than last year. And I agree. I think I heard Dale in there saying, or Dan saying, that it was better this year. I believe it is. Everything was better coordinated and so forth. I did hear some of the Tapper stuff, Matt Edis, and I missed some of Steve Bible's presentation, unfortunately, but exciting stuff, and stuff that I hadn't really learned a lot about. I knew it was there, but I came from the SDR 1000 side and not from the GNU radio side, but very, very interesting presentations, and I guess we're all marching into the future of radio here together, with all of the interesting stuff that's going on with SDR. As I say, I hung around mostly at the booths, met Bob, K5KDM, which is an extreme pleasure, and I think it's the people as much as the radio and the effort, actually, that's going into SDR that's satisfying to me. I mean, the people that are interested in SDR are just the finest people you can meet, and some of the most brilliant, too, to say the least. So I think Gerald is selling radios like it's going out of style. I think he sold about 14 or 15 today. I saw the pile going down, and that's a good thing for us because it perpetuates the radio. I didn't hear anything about the new prototype. I believe Gerald's going to speak about that tomorrow night, and you'll all hear it first on TeamSpeak. It should be very interesting, and a lot of people drop by the booths and that I've only heard about in history, or I don't know, the famous hams, I guess. And we chatted, and some of the other vendors came around, which was a real pleasure, and I talked to them, and really things are very, very exciting. None of the pictures really show that, you know, sometimes it was six and eight deep, people listening to one person speak, Gerald or myself or Eric or even Bob got into it. And really a lot of excitement. And this is Friday. I wonder what's going to happen tomorrow when it's a whole heck of a lot busier. And so it's been an extreme pleasure to actually be associated with it. And I made badges, commemorative badges, I guess maybe about 50, but you get to talking to people and you miss the flexors that are coming around. And probably put that label machine out there in the suite tomorrow night and just let people make their own badges. And I'll probably, if you missed one, I'll probably send them out from home via mail and make them up and send them out after the fact. In any case, that's about it. I don't want to bore everybody, but it's sure is exciting, Ken. And I wish everybody were here. And thank Dale very much for posting the pictures and also putting the little blurbs there down at the bottom. I didn't have time to send a text file of what was going on. In any case, that's about it from Dayton. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, Eric, real fine business. Well, we'll ask Dan to fill in some of the blanks, and we thank you so much. I'm really sorry to hear about your car and the trials and tribulations of a Dayton trip. Well, I guess that's what makes it memorable, huh? And I got to tell you, if your car was within shouting distance of the arena, you did real well. Here in Chicago, they make a point of towing it at least 20 miles the opposite direction from where you were headed, and then they charge you $250 plus. It goes up from there. It's I think it's up to something like $75 a day now to sit in the impoundment, and then it escalates up. So you did real well. I know it was a hassle, and your feet must hurt, but we thank you so much for being there and filling us in on all the activity. That's just wonderful. All right. Bill, you have gone dark green. I guess that means you're ready to tell us what's going on the grill. KD5TFD in the group from N9VV.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Yeah, it sounds like things are going great up at Dayton and all there. Sorry to miss it, but holding the fort here in Texas and just finished grilling up dinner. And let's see what's going on here. Continuing to work software on the Janus board, and we sort of got something sort of working on multi-rate processing, where we're coming in at 4896 or 192 and holding the output at 48K. At least I got the first pass of that going, and still have some glitches to work out of it, and continue to work on that, and all the HBSDR stuff is looking good, and a lot of exciting stuff going on there, and that's about it.
Okay, Bill, that's terrific. Will you please put down on your to-do list there or somewhere a little post-it in the shack that we're all...
You lost your audio, Ken. You're way weak, way weak.
Okay, whoops there, Al. How's that now? Are we doing any good, Larry?
Much better.
Okay. Oh, who knows? I had a cat running around in here. Maybe she stepped on something. I just wanted to thank Eric. And then, Bill, thank you. We had one thing on the list to ask of you, Bill, and that's if one of these evenings you would tell us, please, a little bit about what modifications or how difficult the modifications were to PowerSDR to get it to talk through the USB port of the Xylo, to listen on the USB port of the Xylo instead of to the conventional audio cards, the sound cards. So that'll be an interesting topic. We won't nail you down. You go enjoy your dinner, and thanks a lot for being there. Dr. Craig is not green, and neither is Alan, but if K2WS or KC2LFI would like to speak up, please go green. We'll be watching for you. Dale, the man of the hour, you are the most popular website in the SDR land, that's for sure. WA8SRA from Ken, N9VV.
Hi, Ken. Hello, everybody. And Eric, thanks so much for sharing all the excitement of Dayton and the great pictures. It's a lot of fun. Just wanted to pass on a couple of things. There are really two ways to view the photos. I'm not sure maybe everybody knows this, but I'll run through it anyway real quickly. On the homepage where the slideshow is happening, there's a link right up above it, and it says Dayton Hamvention Information. If you click that link, you'll go to a page that has some text at the top, but if you scroll all the way to the bottom of that page, there are all the images, and you can click on them at random, and the smaller image will replace the larger image on the page, and you can look at them at random that way. The other thing you can do is once the larger image, the single large image, if you click on that, it will open up a new browser window and show you the image just at the same size that it was, and the same is true on the slideshow. If you click on the image, it'll open up into a new browser window and show you the full size image. You can stop the rotation by just putting your mouse pointer over the image, and that'll stop it from going around. But Eric, looking forward to the next batch. Thanks a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Real good, Dale. I'm in the midst of downloading. I hope my audio doesn't go all the heck here. I get too engrossed in the pictures. I'll shut it off and pay attention to what I'm supposed to be doing here. Thank you so much, Dale. Thanks for being there on your end of the delivery part of this. It's really great. There are many, many, many guys out here who will want to see those, and we'll make sure that the link gets repeated to the Flex and SDR 1000 Yahoo groups. If someone's online now, got your email up, by all means, please send out messages now with the link to the hamsdr.com. Beautiful pictures there and information that wets our whistle for tomorrow. That's for sure. Dan, come on aboard and tell us, please, your version of what you saw there at Dayton as a customer on the other side of the booth or table. N4XWE from N9VV.
Good evening, everyone. Well, I don't know that I have a tremendous amount to add to what Eric said. I'd mentioned earlier that the attendance seemed to be quite good. There were a lot of people buying things, which is one thing I noticed. Maybe it's just because it was Friday. Friday and Sunday, I think, tend to be pretty good days for buying stuff. But I noticed everyone getting on the bus had armloads full of things. I actually missed a little bit of the first part of what Eric said. I had stepped out for a minute to get something to eat. Hadn't had a chance to eat since lunchtime. So let's see, what else is going on? Oh, I did want to mention that for those who are interested in the Ubuntu saga, there is a book called Beginning Ubuntu Linux that's on the street. It's been out for a couple of months now, and Cecil, KD5NWA, actually told me about it, and I bought a copy. I think it's really an excellent, excellent book, especially for people who are just starting out. It's available three ways. One is at your local bookstore, which is the most expensive way, but probably the easiest and quickest to get. Secondly, at Amazon.com for about 75% of the price of the bookstore price. And it's also available as an ebook online at www.apress.com if you're interested in inquiring it that way. But anyway, that's about it from here. If anybody has any specific questions about Dayton, I will try my best to answer. Back to you, Ken.
Okay, very fine business, Dan. Thank you. Glad that you got something to eat and you got caught up here with us. I think you're right up to speed with everything that's going on. Very fine business on your comment about Ubuntu. Yes, it turned out to be a really fun Linux distribution. The Linux that I have at work and at home is the same. It's the beta version, and I've destroyed my master boot record and the booting information there on three different occasions now by just doing something stupid. It wasn't Linux's fault. It was the operator's fault. And fortunately, there's a way to back up and restore your MBR using DD off of a live CD. So I've become a master of DD, at least to that extent. Very fine business on your comments, Dan. Thanks for jumping on the laptop from your hotel room, I assume, there. And we're sure glad that you made it from the business meeting down to the Dayton meeting.
Player left.
You should really be hopping tomorrow, that's for sure. Very, very good. Okay, let's see, Dan, as I look down the list from you, I see Dwayne, Dudley, Duffy, Gary are all mics off, but if you fellas want to jump in there and say something, we'll be looking for you to go green. And Jerry, how you doing tonight? WB0UTW from N9VV.
N9VV, WB0UZW, and hello to everyone on the forum. Doing really good. I got my my SDR1000 about a week ago and made my first QSO a couple days ago. Just an outstanding radio. Very pleased. Got some able to run barefoot, okay, 100 watts. Only tried it on 40 and 20 so far, but I've got some ferrite beads on the way. So when I bring the amp online, and I've got some rewiring. I've got quite a few radios wired into a mixer now and a couple computers and just a lot of spaghetti hanging around for RF to get into. So we're going to tidy things up a little bit. Eric, I will have this recorded so I can pare it down later and upload it for you. However that works out, I'll just leave this recording tonight and I'll record the whole weekend actually. So if there's any snippets you need, love to help out there. The pictures are awesome. You guys are doing a great job. And now that I got the radio, it's very exciting. That's about it from our little corner of the world here. Ken, back to you.
Okay, Jerry, fine business. Real good copy, and congratulations again on the new rig. That's just wonderful. Sure glad that you're having a good time with it, and good luck with the various pieces of software. I saw some traffic today about on one of the email lists about VAC, the audio cabling, virtual audio controlling and cabling, and it sounded like it was really hard. So I hope you got that all whipped into shape. And you're getting squared away on digi modes and sideband and what have you. That's just terrific. Well, be sure to pick up Jeff, WA6AHL or whatever his new call is, K6J something, something else. Be sure to pick up his console. That's a lot of fun to play with, too, if you have a higher res display there. That's just great. Okay, Curb, you are red, and so we're going to skip right over you and go right to Larry. And Larry, I know, was sticking with us earlier, so if we can get him away from the Drake Repairs, K2LT from N9VV.
Yeah, hi, gang. First of all, I want to give Eric a dirty little secret about Dayton. Eric, if you're listening, you better be listening. What you do is you buy a vendor, outside vendor spot, and you park your car in that. You put a little sign on saying, XYZ radio for sale, $1,400. Call me on 444.000. And then you go about your business. And you got to, it's not free, but it's inside parking, and that's the way I did it for several years. Worked great. Let's see, Jerry. Welcome to the operating SDR crowd. The net is on Sunday at 1900 UTC on 14329. I usually manage to make it. Now, the other thing, Jerry, is when you're hooking up amps to the SDR, you got to make sure that either the control input to the amp is electronic, i.e., some integrated circuit digital thing, low level signal levels, or if it's an old timey relay that you got a back diode on it on the relay, because otherwise the back voltage will blow out the ULN 2003 chip. I think we've got one fellow that just got on with an SDR that has that trouble, Brian. I've been sending him some emails. I made some measurements on the X2 port, and I sent him some data. So just bear that in mind. What I did is I bought the little N0XAS universal amp controller module, and I kind of rewired it a little bit and mounted it on the side of a 15-pin DB15 pin connector, and then I used the RCA jacks to take in my push-to-talk from the mic, and I used the external amp control to run my Drake L4, which is one of the old-time relay things, and that's been working fine. So that's it from scenic, sunny South Texas, where rain is somebody else's problem. Thanks, Ken.
Okay, Larry. Very good. Yeah, I've got a buddy in Arizona, K7, well, used to K5FO, now who the heck is he, K7QO, and Chuck says if you're coming to Phoenix, bring your own water, so maybe that's true where you are in Texas as well. Very good report, and thanks for the info on the N0XAS amp controller. Yeah, there's been a lot of fellows asking about amp control just this week. I saw it on the email, and okay on the vendor spot. Oh, man, I am so naive about these ham fests. Now I know why one of my buddies says that he's a vendor, and the only thing he vends is hot air. But now I know why. He gets in there early, and I guess if you get in there real early, like Thursday night or something, you get to see the really good stuff. Very good, Larry. One question was asked of me here on the on the chat portion, and that was that no one has said a word about the big three. Dan, if you're still near your laptop there and you have the energy, do you have any report on Yaesu, ICOM, Kenwood, anything going on there, Tentec, anything to show?
Well, I didn't really see anything too exciting, but I wasn't looking that closely. I don't pay much attention to the big three, to tell you the truth. I am kind of in the market for an HT, so that's sort of leaning me toward Yaesu, but other than that, I really didn't see anything.
Okay, real fine. Thanks, Dan. Well, we'll ask of Eric and others when you go back over there tomorrow, wander through the lines of commercial exhibits, and if you do see something interesting, very much like to know what the other vendors are doing. That's always fun before it gets in QSD or CQ. And, of course, Elecraft has that new little amp that looked really neat. They had that
new
on their webpage. It looked real slick. All right, sir. Larry, thank you. Listener Lulu and Mike, if you have anything to add, we'll look for you going green or send a comment down below, please. So we'll drop right to Mike, W3IP from N9VV.
Good evening, all. We're just taking in the Dayton from a distance. Wish we could be there, but I guess this is a pretty good second best. And looking forward to hearing some of the forum discussions tomorrow and maybe even a little video if Eric's able to get that up and running. Other than that, not much, just waiting to hear what Gerald's got to say about his new prototype. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, Mike, very fine business. Thanks so much for being here tonight. We sure appreciate it. With so many people traveling to the show and elsewhere with family and so on, the weekends are precious time, and we appreciate everybody making the trip to TeamSpeak tonight. Okay. Very fine, Bill, your comment. Elecraft, Tentec, and Flex. What happened to SGC? Huh? Okay, Phil. Please, sir, tell us what you have invented this week. VK6APH in the group, N9VV.
Yeah, good evening, good morning, everyone. Pretty good week. I've been evaluating the final, hopefully, A to D converter chip for the Janus board. That's the Alpha Kilo 5394 Alpha. And it looks like we've got an absolute winner. It doesn't have the problems of the previous chips we tested, and that is at 192K sampling rate, we get a large increase in noise floor above about 60 kilohertz. This chip's absolutely flat, and also has the lowest number of spurs I've ever seen on an A to D chip, and also the lowest noise around DC or 0 hertz. So it looks like we've got a winner. Got a few more tests to do. I haven't actually connected to the SDR1000 hardware yet, but I've no reason to believe it's not going to be a winner. So very, very good. We can pretty quickly, I think, sign off on the circuit diagram of the Janus board and start preparations for making a few prototypes. So very, very pleased to be at this stage after having thought we'd been here a few times ago. We thought we'd found some good chips, but the last minute we found we had a few problems. But it looks like we've resolved them all now. So very 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 good indeed. That's been working with Bill. Bill's working on the software side to integrate this the new chip into the SDR 1000 or Power SDR, and hopefully that seems to be coming on pretty well. So hopefully by next week we'll have a fully working hardware and software system. We'll be able to report. So that's the news. Back to you, Ken.
Oh my goodness, Bill. Thank you. Oh gosh, so many questions and so many ideas there that you burst out, and I've got to soak it all up. Well, what I remember about the 5394A was that we saw some email back and forth about how difficult they were to get, and the supplies might be somewhat restricted and what have you. Did you find that you were able to get some samples pretty easily?
Lyle managed to get some samples very quickly, and he FedExed one to me. That's why we're able to move this along pretty quickly. I think once we've got the prototypes going, we'll do a bulk buy for people who are interested, and that should make it easier. I think it's just a little difficult to get, you know, the low volumes, but we'll probably be looking at 100, 200 chips, which should probably get a distributor interested. Bill just made a good comment there that all the A to D converter chips we use were very good. The worst one, which was the Wolfson one, was as good as the Delta 44, if not better. They just got increasingly better the longer we tested them, the more chips we tried. But the 5394 is just so much better than any of the others. It's hard to go past it, and it will tell. It will take a little bit of work to get the 5394As, but we've got people able to do that, I think, in all hemispheres now. So someone will find a distributor that will play ball, I'm sure. But the trick seems to be getting them in quantities, you say there, Bill.
Bill, could you say some things about the Aussie board, what are the progress been on the Aussie board, since it's going to be a companion board to the Janus?
Ongoing circuit design. There's a May the 18th was Rev A.5 from Phil Covington's coming on pretty well. Still people suggesting ideas and some really good ideas. You know, a lot of people have been working in the industry and working on design for many, many years are able to put their years of experience of just little gotchas and little comments and little ideas, which is just fantastic to have that sort of skill base available to design these things is probably something the commercial industry couldn't afford to do, to have such a talented group together. So it's coming on very well. No main issues at the moment. The board's getting fairly densely packed, and Phil Covington's having to move to putting components on both sides of the board to keep within the 100 millimeter square board size we've chosen. But so far, a lot of good ideas coming through. We're probably a little while away, probably a couple of weeks, I think, away before we will be looking at going to prototype boards.
Oh, very good, Phil. Thank you very much. I might mention to the group here that we're up to 248 of the Atlas boards right now. We'll probably go to production on those next Friday. The order pages on Dell's website, as most people know here. And we'll probably order some additional boards, but we do have a vendor, and Lyle and I will be talking about that tomorrow, and we'll go to production on that by the end of next week, and we'll have at least 248 boards, which is a very good basis for the experiments that have been suggested here, as well as the original concept of eliminating the sound card for the SDR-1000. And obviously the exciting stuff is that the AKI chip is every bit as good as what has been mentioned. So in any case, we're about ready to go full on the motherboard. And if you haven't put an order in, I would suggest you do it now so you make sure you get one.
Or one or more. Very good. Bill, I know that you dropped out and came back in. Do you want to add anything to Phil's comments there, Bill? KD5PFD from N9BB.
No, not really. Ozzy is just going like gangbusters. Phil's been taking input from all sides and getting a lot of help and a lot of good ideas for how to ground things or how to protect things from bad interfaces to the external world, and it looks like the little brouhaha we had over what can we do with two cards is going to come out pretty good, and looks like we'll have everything we need to build an accessory for the SDR-1000 if that's what folks want to do. It looks like the hardware will all be there. We'll have enough wires to do it.
wonderful. Just wonderful news. Gosh, I hope you fellows are keeping a good logbook in your shacks as this grows and as the scenarios crank through. I guess there's some email out there. But one of you is going to have to write a book and make zillions of dollars off the book when you're through with this. Just terrific. Phil, thank you so much for being there this morning, your time, tonight, our time, and for sharing the information on the 5394 and your success with it. That's just terrific. Obviously, there's a lot of interest in it, both from fellows who have the SDR and are thinking about a replacement for a sound card, something that we would have control over and that would have superb performance for a lower price. That would be just great. And Bill, thanks for your comments also and the efforts and designs that you've done there and the ways in which you've helped us all out. That's just wonderful. You've also done a great deal of software work that I think has been minimized in all the discussions about the hardware. I think the software is very, very important and deserves recognition and a round of applause, at least verbally here. And we'll look forward to more from Bill about the agonizing changeover from sound cards to USB ports squirting data into the DSP. All very, very interesting. I don't believe that I missed anybody who might have signed on late. Let me check the list very quickly. No? All right. I'm going to conclude the formal portion of the net, the roll call portion of the net. I thank you all again very, very much for being there. I'll open the net to general use and thank Eric and Dale and all the rest and Dan, excuse me, for being for the reports from the ham bench. We really appreciate it. It makes us feel much closer to the operation, and the pictures are just wonderful. Looks terrific, and if you can get some audio tomorrow night, that'll be wonderful, and video, of course, will be even better if someone happens to have it. 7-3s to all. We'll be standing by here and listening, and anybody who wishes to make a comment, it's open for your comment. Thanks a lot. Good night, N9BV.